God is building the vision and building our hearts and building our faith to really expect from God. When we put our expectation on God, then we have a lively hope, a living hope through Jesus Christ and what he accomplished and what we can do now. So we just need to keep our focus with God, and we stay with God, and recognizing what God has given us, which is Holy Spirit, that power from on high, which is the ability to live above this world, to walk like Jesus Christ walked, and to do the same works that he'd done and greater. So we just need to keep our focus with God. We need to keep a humble heart, and we need to be willing to do and follow the encouragement that God has given to the body today through his men and women that walk with him and practice these things. So the things that I'm learning and I'm seeing and receiving, I'm practicing. I'm putting it into practice. And I'm going to God with all my heart and asking him, Father, you lead me by the Spirit. You show me what I need to do so that I'm walking in that perfect way with you. And God has made our walk very simply. See, the commandments and traditions and doctrine of men will always make things complicated. You got to know this, you got to do that. But with God is the simple walk by the Spirit of God. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom, there's liberty. And God says, now you come to me and you give me your faith, you give me your desire. So the just, which is us, we're the just, shall live by faith and not by sight. We're not to walk with the things that we see with our physical eyes, but we're to walk with our spiritual eyes open to God and the desires he puts in our hearts. And as we call those things that God is putting in our heart through our confession, like light be, God said, you know, in the beginning, light be, and light was. So we can call those things which are not in the physical as though they are in the physical, then it becomes manifested. So when we say what God says, and we do it with a pure heart unto God and with full faith and expectation on him, then we will see God's desire and our desire come to pass and evidence before us. We will be calling the spiritual into the physical. So when you're presented with a situation that is challenging, that is difficult, we don't say that. We don't say what we see with our eyes. We don't confess the negatives. We don't confess the worries and the fears and the doubts of those things that may be before us. But we speak the solution. We speak God's solution and God's answers. When we say what God says, what he inspires us to say, which is the truth, then we will start to see a movement forward rather than a stepping backwards. So we're to move forward with faith, with God, with our expectation upon him, following the encouragement, receiving the words gladly that are given to us. Like on the day of Pentecost, there was many people there. And the first day of Pentecost was when God poured out Holy Spirit. The disciples, or the apostles, whatever you want to call them, they spoke in tongues. And many people were gathered around them, thousands. And they heard him speak in these unknown tongues. They saying, oh, these men are drunk. But Peter was bold. He got this boldness through that gift of Holy Spirit in him. And he stood up and spoke. He stood up and opened his mouth. He didn't go with their narrative of what they were saying. He said, no, this is not, we're not drunk, seeing it's only but the third hour of the day. But this is the promise that God promised. And then he quoted the book of Joel, and this is what God says, and this is what you now see and hear. And then with many other words that God was inspiring Peter, the people that were listening, the ones that gladly received the words Peter was speaking, they were pierced in their heart. And they said, men and brethren, what do we do? This Jesus, who is the Messiah, we've crucified. What do we do? They were pierced in their hearts. And Peter said, repent. And that word repent means to change direction. Stop living the way that you've been living and come the new way. Come the new direction. Come and live the heavenly life. Come and live this life which is filled with power and abundance and direction and vision and hope. And it says in Acts 2:41 that they, referring to the 3,000 souls that received the words that Peter was speaking, they gladly received the words. They had a willing heart to receive what was being spoken and to take it to their hearts. And through those words, they continued with those leaders, those apostles. And it says, and they continued steadfastly. They had earnest desire. That's continue steadfastly means earnest desire. They had an earnest desire to listen to more words and more direction. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So it wasn't the doctrine of the old law, the law of Moses. It was the words God was giving them to speak in that time, the things concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, what God made available through him, what God accomplished through him. And they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in prayers and in breaking of bread. And from house to house they did eat their meat gladly. And there was many signs and wonders done by the apostles for these new believers that received the Holy Spirit and were born again. And it says, and God added to the church daily such as should be saved. And every need amongst them was met. So when we have a willing heart, a humble heart, and a meek heart to receive these heavenly words from God, which he's inspiring right now, which he's ministering to your hearts right now. When we take these words to our hearts and say, okay, God, I'm going to do this with all my heart. I want to know. I want to learn. I want to follow. I want to practice. I want to manifest your power. Then when we do that from a heart of truth and devotion, then God can really go to work. God needs your permission to work in your life. And so God gives you the words. He supplies the faith through the words that are being spoken. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the words from God. And so when we receive those words with a meek heart and we retain it within us and then we do it, we start to see the spiritual promises and blessings start to manifest before us. God wants us to be constantly diligent to receive words and to practice them. It's in our daily practice that we start to see the manifestation of the blessings of God that he says, like people have mentioned, honoring God. When we honor God with our first fruits and, you know, with what we receive and we give to God from our heart, then God says he's going to multiply your seed that you sown. So your giving is like a seed. And God says, I will multiply the seed that you've sown. I will increase the fruits of your righteousness. And I will cause all grace to abound unto you. So grace is that God does the work. So he's going to work. When we honor God, what we're doing, we're coming on God's economy. We're coming out of the world's economy and our dependency on the world. And we're depending upon God. He is now our source of all supply in every area, in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, in our finances, even in our relationships. So it's as we focus fully with God, then he can also cause us to abound to every good work where God adds to us people that also desire to know about God, also desire to come out of darkness into the light. Into the light of the words of God, which is going to set them free. Jesus Christ said in, I think it was John 17:7, one of those two, he said, you know, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. See, these words that we speak from God, they're truth. And they sanctify, they separate out the ones that are willing and want to know from the ones that don't. So God sets apart the ones that are going to do and the ones that are not going to do. Jesus Christ walked with the love of God. He represented God's heart here upon earth when he walked. He was loving, he was kind. But he also separated out people from amongst them. He gave heavenly words to those that desired and came to him. So when he spoke in parables, many people couldn't understand what he was saying because he was speaking in parables. The disciples came to him. They connected. They came for a one-on-one with Jesus, right? With Jesus Christ. And they said, you know, why are you speaking to them in parables? And he said, like, seeing, they're not going to see and hear, and they ain't going to hear. In other words, the reason why he spoke in parables, because the ones that really wanted to know the truth of those words he spoke would come to him. They were the ones that really wanted to know. So we can see when people really desire and come to us and really want to know, and they're humble and they're willing to forsake their own way to follow the way, then they're the ones that are going to move. They're the ones that are going to rise up. See, there's many born-again Christians all over the world, but lots of them are inactive, either through the words that they're learning, or they don't have a desire to really move in signs, miracles, or wonders, and to walk with the power of God. But the ones that really know that God says, I can do this, and that God, there's more with God than just what I'm hearing. I want to be a part of this. I want to walk with the power of God. I want to walk in that perfect love. And that love is the power manifested bringing deliverance to other people. That love is speaking the truth in love. And, you know, so for some people, they may have different background and doctrine, but when you speak the truth, if they're humble, they will receive your words because they're desiring to know and move. There's other people that will reject your words because they've been taught in a different way. You know, Jesus Christ said, the just shall live by rightly dividing the word, didn't he? No, he didn't. No. He said, the just shall live by what?
Faith.
Faith is things that you can't see. But it's faith in the words that are spoken. Can you see God? No. Can you see Jesus Christ? No. But you believed that there's a God there, and you believe that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You haven't seen it, but you believe it. That's faith. And that's how we move every single day. If God has said this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to practice this, and I will see a result. So God really wants to bless each and every individual, but it has to come through sound words, sound doctrine. Simply, the sound doctrine is this: what God gives you to speak in that moment in time to the person or people in front of you. And if those people are humble, and if those people are willing to receive your words and then practice them, they will get the results God wants them to have. Because God is going to build his body, okay? God is the one that's doing the work. And he gives us the tools and the words and the faith that we need so we can walk the way he wants us to walk. And so without following that inspiration of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit, you're not going to see great works. You can get a gathering of people together, but if no one is being productive, what's the point? What's the point? Seriously, God wants us to be fruitful. Jesus Christ said, I pray that you have fruit and that your fruit remains. So it's through practicing the sound doctrine that fruit comes. And this is why we have this meeting, to encourage one another, to hear what God is doing in our individual lives. God works with us all in different ways, but it's the same God. And when we practice this same way, then we start to see great results. Now, you know, there's many people that were connected with me, but because I speak this way and I allow God to energize me, they've gone away. They've been sanctified. God has set them apart from me so that I can have the full focus to move with God and work with those that are going to receive my words gladly, because they're not my words, they're God's. He's energizing, he's giving, he's leading, and he's inspiring. And when we make a committed decision to receive the words gladly, then we see things happen. Now, my background was a biblical research background. From what I learned, I used to get some results, and, you know, we used to have people in our fellowship. But at the end of the day, it wasn't until I made a committed decision to connect to sound words and to do what I was encouraged to put into practice for me that I started to become fruitful. God will make you fruitful. So when I went to India, before I wasn't really listening to Sangha. You know, I was thinking, well, no, the scriptures don't say that, and it's not that way, because I've already been given a narrative from someone else. But it wasn't until I become humble in heart and ready to receive and to do and connect where God showed me to, and to honor God where God showed me to, that I started to become productive. So when I went to India with Fred, when I was stood in front of Sangha, actually in his living room, God just showed me. It was like a revelation, a download. Now you connect here and you follow the encouragement. And I said, God, I will do this unto you with all my heart. And I'm doing it unto you, not unto a man, but unto you, God. And so since then, I've connected faithfully as God has shown me with Sangha every week. And I've practiced the things that this man has spoken by God to me. And I've become very fruitful. Now other people have began to connect with me and follow the encouragement, and they're becoming fruitful. And it will be the same with you if you follow the encouragement. So if you want to be productive, you're moving in the right way. You're moving in the right direction. And the encouragement is this. If you desire to see great things happen, then begin your own fellowship. Begin. You don't have to have a doctorate degree or a Bachelor of Arts. You are qualified because God has qualified you with that gift of Holy Spirit. It's He that is working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13 says, for it is God which worketh in you. In other words, God is continually working in you. He's not stopping. God, it is God that works in you both to will and to do of whose good pleasure? Yours or mine? No, His good pleasure. So He's given the thoughts, the ideas, the inspiration, how to move, what to do, when to speak, when to hold your peace. When we are tuned in with God because our minds are focused on Him through the sound words that we know and through that connection that we have in our relationship, then when we do what He puts in our heart, we will see a manifestation of great growth, great increase, a multiplication of people coming, because we're doing what God wants, not what we think it should be done, how another man or an organization said it should be done, but we're simply following what God is energizing and directing. So it's the sound words that brings deliverance. And you just need to practice it. If you're getting the same results, which is not a lot, which is hit and miss, then it shows you there's something wrong. And this is what I was seeing in my walk before. And it wasn't until I went to God and said, Father, show me what to do. I really want to move with you. I really want to live unto you. I haven't got any qualifications. I couldn't even read and write when I left school. But Father, I know that you are my source of supply. I know that you love me and you've called me for a higher calling than what I'm living. I don't want to miss it. I want to walk in what you've given me to do. So God, energize me. God, lead me. Help me. I need your help, God. I'm willing to do, Father, whatever it takes. And that's what I pray to God from my heart. And then from that prayer, over a period of months, things were just developing and God was maneuvering me into the path of life that He wanted me to move in. And I haven't looked back since. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful to God. And it's just, you know, have a desire to move with God. Have a desire for your own. Ask God for the desire. If you don't know what it is, say, God, give me your desire. And my desire is to see the Word of God move in all of the UK and the whole of Europe. That was the desire God gave me and was spoken into my life by two different people, 10 years apart. None of them knew either what the other one said. And that's the way I'm going. And you know what? That's going to happen. I'm not going to make it happen. God's going to make it happen. I just got to do every day the simple little things that God gives me to do. And I'm to encourage other people the same way and to give them the things that if they practice it, they will get blessed. Honoring God is the least area where you use your faith. Jesus talks about the just steward and the unjust steward. And it's, you can see from there that the least area anyone will use their faith is in their finances. God isn't interested. He doesn't need your finances, but He needs your trust. And a lot of people put their trust in their money, in the worldly things. And so when we can trust God in that area, and we trust Him with that, and we honor Him with that, then God goes to work in a mighty, mighty way. I had to learn that one. I've been a believer for years, kind of abundantly shared here and there. It wasn't consistent. It wasn't faithful. It was all over the place. And then God showed me, you give where you're being encouraged and where you're being fed. This is where you honor me. And so when I've done that, I have not looked back. God has blessed me. I am a witness and a testimony of the power of God and the truth of God's work. Is when you follow it from your heart with faith and do it, you will see the manifestation of what God says you can have. And literally, God is the one that does the work, guys. He really does. We just need to position our minds to and hearts to the Heavenly Father. We need to orientate ourselves to Him, cease from our own works, and just rest in God, and just do every day what He gives us to do. Who we fellowship is with is very important. Bad communications corrupt good manners. Who you associate with will have an effect. So we ask God, Father, you show me where to fellowship. You bring the right people into my life. You put me in that environment of growth. I want to be in that environment of growth, where the things can flourish and grow, and where the ground is fruitful, where the nourishment and substance from you is there supplying the stem so that the plant can grow. Father, so I want to be in the right place, and my focus is with you and where you tell me to focus, not where someone thinks I should focus and what other one says. So my job is to communicate these truths, to connect people to God, not to me. Like Sandgate is encouraged, he said, my job, Lawrence, is to connect people to God. And he said, your job also is the same. And it is. It's not to connect them to me. People will come because God brings them. He draws them to us if we're practicing the right way. So everyone on here can be very fruitful, can be very productive. We can't look at what we see with our eyes. If someone else is having a great time or they seem to have many people, just taste the fruit. Go and have a look and taste the fruit. And if it tastes bitter, then you know it's not the right fruit. We got to be productive with God, and He can only make us productive, and the fruit will be sweet tasting. It will be pleasant. It will be encouraging. You know, because only good comes from God. And we are seated at His own right hand side. You know, we're seated in the heavenlies, and that's the position now that we live from. And we're to bring the heavenly spiritual realities to be manifested into the physical. And the way you do that is by walking by the Spirit, is by living in the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, and speaking by the Spirit. And that's the truth. And the proof is in the pudding of the fruit of what's before you. So God is really, really working, and He's energizing. I'm not moved by what other people say to me. I'm moved by what God says to me, and those that are speaking the right words to me. So it doesn't matter what anyone else says, because I put to test what God is saying. It says in Romans 12:2, we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. I'm to prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God to me first, to me. I practice it. I'm to be transformed by going to God. I don't work it. I don't try and say, well, I got to change this in my life. I got to change that. I just go to God, do what He gives me. And the things that I shouldn't be doing will fall away from me because I'm being led by God. So God is the one that's renewing, energizing, because I'm walking by the spiritual mind, not by the carnal mind. So these things are really important. Consider the words that I'm saying. Take it to your heart. And practice it. If you want to know more and get more clarity on what I'm saying, then you can come and connect. I got a phone. I'd make it available. If God is working in your heart, that's what you need to do. You need to be connected to someone. Everyone needs someone. And we need the right people in our life. And God will direct your hearts where to connect to get the nourishment that you need that is going to make you productive and fruitful. So God will bring to me the ready ones. And they won't just come on the fellowship, they will connect, they will come, they will ask questions. Like, we see the pattern in the scriptures. We see how people came to Jesus. And we can see it operating in our own lives too. Because you are as Christ. In other words, we are as Christ in this world. Jesus Christ is the head and we're the body. We are Christ in this world. So let's shine and walk like Him. Let's direct our hearts to God. Let's cease from our own ways and figure it out. Even if we know a lot, we still got to stay humble every day and say, okay, Father, I'm willing to do what you put in my heart to do. So that's basically what I wanted to share and encourage. That's what God gave me to speak. And really take it to your heart and live unto Him. Don't live unto anyone else. Don't focus on what anyone else is doing. But be led by God and do what He puts in your hearts to do. So God bless your heart.